competitive Iron Dog teams are starting to arrive in Nome today. Team number 8, Tyler Eckelstad of Palmer and Tyson Johnson of Eagle River, arrived at the 1,000-mile halfway point along the Iron Dog Trail just after 3:30 this afternoon. Team 8 won $10,000 for their effort. But they weren't the first team to arrive in Nome. The very first teams driving this year's Iron Dog Trail arrived more than 2 hours earlier, though with little fanfare. KNOM's Emily Russell was there when they came off the sea ice and down Nome's front street.
The crowd was tiny because Kent Smith and Frank Ferrer are part of the recreational class of racers. But there was one special person there to greet them.
And the mayor, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Welcome to Nome.
That's Nome Mayor Richard Benville. The rec class starts 2 days before the pro class. They usually arrive in Nome around the same time. But this is the finish line for the recreational racers. Frank Ferrer isn't new to Nome or the Iron Dog. He grew up in Kotzebue and raced in the pro class in 2012 and 2013. He wanted to race in the pro class again this year.
I had some issues. I was supposed to actually run Team 19, but me and the partner weren't getting along. So
Ferreira teamed up with Marquette, Michigan native Kent Smith in the rec class. Smith says the best part about the 1,000-mile trail is the people along the way.
Well, great people. Everybody's out there to say hello to us and meet us, and just great people.
Nome is the finish line for rec class racers, but it's only the halfway point for pro class racers. They have a long layover in Nome that includes a clocked repair session and a halfway banquet. They'll turn around and head for the finish line in Fairbanks Thursday morning. I'm Emily Russell in Nome.